Hello, everybody. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, good night from wherever you are. TCP's global baby. If I do say so myself. Welcome to a new dispensation of the Clatchet Podcast. I am your host, Yvette Kikuyu, a.k.a. Amaka, the original, the certified juice monger. And on this platform, we aim to educate, empower, and entertain through life's crazy stories because, my friend, these are the roaring 20s, post-pandemic living. Everybody is healing and dealing, but we are living at the same time unapologetically. And I'm here for it. That's the energy that I'm feeling right now from my stories, my friends, just the overall well-being of society right now. Like, the last 2 years messed us up. And right now, it's not like we're trying to compensate, but we have just realized the fragility of life and nobody is putting anything on hold. Living it to the fullest. Before I proceed with today's episode, allow me to take a second to say sorry. I'd like to apologize. Last week there was no episode, but if I'm being honest, I beg, pity me now. It was Easter. I decided to go and shake my bum bum in Nairobi Small, and boy, oh boy, didn't I have fun. Do you have that one friend who just gets you without saying anything? Like, the last 1 month was a bit hectic work-wise, and I just felt like I have so much burnout. There's this constant fatigue that's just, like, foggy in my brain. Plus, on top of that, the weather is changing in Dubai, so it's getting hotter. And when it's hot in Dubai, my friend, in a few months, we'll be doing highs of 45 degrees. I just felt like I need to escape from this place. I need a break. So I called my best friend, Grace Kimaru. Shout out to you, my person. And I was like, sis, I need to come home. And she's like, say less. And let me tell you, this break was just everything. Like, it was a culmination of all sorts of emotion. But all I can say is that I came back better than I left. Now, first thing that I want to say is a special thank you, thank you, thank you from the deepest depths of my heart to everybody who just came to me and said, oh my God, Yvette, your episode one on just talking about your depression and what you went through and the gap in the podcast was so heartfelt and meaningful. Like, I felt everything that you said. My God, that made me feel so good. Thank you so much. And can you please, people, stop calling yourself fans. I don't have fans. I don't be celebrity. Which kind of celeb am I celebing with 8,000 followers? I beg, please. I'm not a celeb. Just come and say, hi, Amaka. I'm a gist monger. We are in it to win it together forever. So this is just, I see the feedback that I receive from online. You people curate so much content through me. So I cannot take complete credit for what I'm doing because I am not me without you. I am because of you guys. And I totally appreciate you guys. Anyways, no long thing today, no gist. This is going to be a pleasant surprise kind of episode because, if I'm being honest, we recorded this episode in the height of the pandemic, like mid-2020. So you might hear a little bit of backdated information, but just go with the flow. And I just re-listened to it as I was editing and I was like, oh, wow, this is still very relevant till today. So I hope you enjoy it as much as I did. Without further ado, I hope you guys have been well and I hope you stay well and I hope you have a phenomenal week ahead. And I don't think I'll come out for an outro after the episode, so I guess I will see you on the next one. And until then, stay true, stay you. But don't go anywhere. We'll be right back after the beat. Ciao.
Hi. Welcome to Auntie Kiko's podcast. Enjoy.
Welcome, everybody, to the Clatchet Podcast. My name is Yvette Kikuyu, a.k.a. Amaka, the original, the certified juice monger. And on this podcast, we are all about educating, empowering, and entertaining people. Fear of people's opinions does not exist here. FOPO, number one killer of dreams. Today, I'm very excited. Woo-woo! We have a special guest in the building. I know most of you have been asking, kuliendaje, najua wendo ulimkosea Amaka, wendo unaka kichwa ngumu na kimbelembele, wendo ulimkosea, sema tu kweli, mulikosana, mulikosana. Without further ado, guess who's in the building?
Hello, hello, hello.
Hey.
You know what time it is.
Hey.
Amaka and Momo.
Amaka and Momo.
Amaka. Amaka. Amaka and Momo.
Momo, Mr. Tadangana. Nimekumis.
Oh, yeah, I missed you too.
Nimekumis. Yani, tuna oa a sick closure. Nimekwa like...
What has happened?
Yani, tungekwa tumeza, mtu yangekwa karibu 2.5 years.
2.5 years. Ametembea kwa karibu kwenda nasari.
Kai, tuko na umama.
Jesus. Lakini watu najua nauliza, what happened?
Swala nyeti.
So let me tell you from my... what happened? Yani, story yangu. My side.
Okay.
Enyo kusema kweli, sijui. Sijui hiyo time kulikuwa, I think I was on my period, and then you know stress ya kazi,
what?
And then I don't know.
You know what, girl, I don't blame you. Sometimes elevation needs separation. Hello? You needed to separate yourself to elevate yourself. Can I get an amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Sometimes you need to grow apart in order to come together.
Apart together. Apart together. Barindo. So yes, finally, nimilima tu wazikutanangi kwa idunia. Amaka and Momo in the building.
Yes.
We're back like we never left. Left because we know we always right.
Thank you.
Right because we never wrong. Hello.
Hello.
Okay. Okrrr.
Okrrr. Ebu kwanza nikunywe chai yangu.
Hey, Momo, na uyi chai ujai ya tata 3 years later.
My God. We can't reave it.
Ni Thamos tu tunafakumule. Endorsement ya Thamos. Please.
Please.
Please. We are ready.
I need it.
You have a loyal fan. Mama Thamos.
Mama Thamos.
Okay. Okay. So, without further ado, we're going to kick off the podcast. But before we get into the nitty-gritties of what we want to discuss, we just want to catch up.
Yes.
Mdem, corona nakupelekaje?
Kai, as in corona.
First of all, you all need to see Momo's hair and the glow. Yani, mwanamke ana glow. Paka niko like, what? Are you aging in reverse?
Oh my God. Thank you so much. So, e-corona, imeni stress. This corona is just, I don't know. So, life update. You know, last year I lost my job.
Hata mimi nilikuwa unemployed huko peke yako. Nimefukuzwa hata sijamaliza siku tano. That's why we're here chasing dreams. Influencer
yes,
lifestyle.
We gotta chase those dreams, honey.
Hello.
Yes. So, I lost my job a year ago. Kai imekuwa already a year.
Can you imagine?
And then finding something has been very tough.
Very true.
So, of course, I decided, let me go back to school. Let me go back to studying. Because, you know, a queen has to elevate her mind.
Hello.
You know, grow her professional, you know, her professional skills.
You gotta grow top, bottom.
Exactly.
Not bottom up. Okay. Just saying. It is what it is.
It is what it is. So, yes, that has happened. Nimepeleka too slowly. I was a bit, I'll be honest with you, during that period I became very depressed.
Wow.
Because I defined myself through the things that I was doing.
Mm-hmm.
And so not being able to be like, oh, this is what I do. This is, you know, I wake up in the morning and I'm busy at work and blah, blah, blah. Not being able to define myself in that way.
Can I just cut you short there?
Mm-hmm.
So I lost my job last week.
Mm.
And I joined a live, and he's like, yeah, this is Yvette. She works in recruitment in Dubai, blah, blah, blah. Maybe you can introduce yourself and tell us more about you.
Yes.
The first thing I did was, my name is Yvette. I said my age.
Yeah.
And this is my job.
Okay.
And the person who was moderating then asked me, tell us more about you. And I paused, Momo. Me who so live, vibrant, vivacious,
yes,
all up in people's faces, hype queen, I paused. I realized that we get so caught up in this chase of employment that you define yourself by the roles that you play versus the qualities that actually make you who you are.
And that's so true.
And you cannot play those roles without the qualities that make you who you are.
Yes.
So that made me just take a step back and I was like, hold up. Amaka, who the F are you?
Hey, hold up.
Mdemu mingi hapo kwa dictionary na tafta words. Nilifungo paka Oxford, nikaenda paka Urban Dictionary.
A to Z.
I'm actually finding it conflicting to define who I am.
Yeah.
And it just made me realize that sometimes you put yourself in so many boxes.
Yeah.
And you don't actually see how it gives you a fixed mindset.
True. it limits how you think beyond that scope. Na sasa ndo bado niko hapa niko kwa dictionary.
Tuko dictionary.
Najua nimetoa hapo motivation right, kit, no, but no, I just had to insert that. So my question to you guys who are listening to this right now, besides the role that you play at work, wewe ni nani?
Who are you?
Who are you?
Who am I?
If you were told to describe yourself in 5 words, what would those words be? Don't tell me a doctor, a mother, a graduate,
the roles you
play. A CEO. No roles. Personal words that define your character and who you are.
I love that.
Back to it, Momo. Over to you.
So, I was in a place where I kept defining myself through my roles.
Mm-hmm.
And so, when those roles were taken away from me, it was like, what the hell? Who the hell am I?
Mm-hmm.
And so, I got into a really bad space where I was... I let negative thoughts control me. I was, and then aside from that, I'm in a relationship now.
Hello, Bae in the building, and we're not talking about bacon and eggs.
No,
no, no, no, no, no, no, no.
It's all bacon and eggs.
It's not. Okay.
So I'm in a relationship with someone who I, you know, we're getting to know each other.
Okay.
Then all of a sudden, this. Like, I feel like it was a shaking of who I am.
Okay.
A shifting of who I am, of who I am has happened. And
sorry, can I ask you a question? And I'm sorry, I'm going to keep interrupting.
No, it's okay.
It's just that I'm bouncing off your thoughts. Do you think this mental shift came with some pressure of you turning 30?
Good question. So, yes. Okay. I think it also, because when I turned 30, I was like, it's going to be a whole new year. It's a whole new decade. There's so much that I'm going to be doing. I'm going to be shifting from this role to that role.
Uh-huh.
And then 30 happens and it's like everything just falls apart.
Preach. Vitu zilizambaratika. Kama sinema. Habari ndo hiyo.
Zambaratika zambaratu.
What?
I didn't know what was going on. So then here I am. I had a completely different idea of how my life was going to be.
Mm-hmm.
And then the complete opposite happens. So then I'm sitting there like, who am I? I am in this relationship with this guy. And I'm starting to think, will this person love me in this space where I don't even know myself, where I don't have the things I felt made me who I am.
Mm-hmm. The roles you used to play.
The roles that I used to play. So I felt that this person loved me because of those roles. So of course, all of this shifting is happening.
And on top of that, you're in a foreign country.
And I'm in a foreign country. Watu wako hapo na kwa, hey, watu wa Dubai, mimi nabaki guy, watu wa Dubai tuko.
Ni Dubai ama ni Dubois?
Hii ni Dubois.
Dubois.
Kai, kaupepo kana kupiga. Haiye. I was just like, what the hell is happening? But anyway, moving past that,
mm-hmm.
I was able to find myself.
Okay.
A new version of myself.
Mm-hmm.
Because what I feel is that who we are, yes, there's a core of who we are that will never change. But as we move through seasons, there is new things that we adopt into, you know, into, as we grow into new beings. We are constantly growing.
True.
And so, and we are constantly shifting. So I feel that in order for me to get where I am now, mm-hmm. I had to go through that.
It's true.
You know, to embrace a whole new perspective of myself.
Very true.
So, yeah, in a nutshell, that is it.
Oh, that is a huge shell with a lot of wisdom.
A whole lot of shell.
Yeah.
But here we are.
Okay.
So, I'm very grateful for what happened. I'm very grateful for where I am.
Okay.
Of course, I decided to listen to Amaka. Finally.
Aww.
Finally, I decided to listen to Amaka.
You know, some people should just be paying me royalties. Like, I should just give you my Swiss bank account. Like, you know,
yes.
No extraditory laws.
Haro.
You know, starting to rocky hash papi. Hello.
Hey,
because when those brands start coming in, let it remain a testament that it was Amaka's idea.
Thank you.
Oh,
so Amaka for the longest time has always, I think from them, I don't want to make it look like Amasha, but I am Asha. Amaka is always pushing.
But people. I am pushy. I accept.
I don't think you are,
you know,
verbally
the sad thing?
Pushy.
You know the sad thing? I'm good at pushing others, but I can't push myself.
Haro.
Guys, sijui ni unono.
sijui ni jusiezi jisukuma, my hands can't push me from backward.
Yeah.
Lakini kuona uzuri ya watu wengine, my friend was
in. You see it, unaiona.
Wewe, niko na 2020
you
vision.
You see the light in others.
Hello.
Hi, I
lakini
see
mimi mwenyewe, I suffer from a disease called analysis paralysis.
I know that one.
Nikisha fungua idea,
mm-hmm.
Nieke pros and cons.
Analyze.
The pros will have cons.
Paralyze.
And then after that, I'm just like, it can never happen.
Angushalize.
Angushalize. Deadalize. Barrelize.
Never happening lies.
Never happening
what
lies.
What is gonna happen here,
does
man?
It. Destiny crushed lies. But then, in this moment of stillness during this 2020,
yeah.
And I know we're gonna get back to what you're saying,
mm.
I feel like in the last like 5 years, Momo,
yeah,
we've been running as a
true.
Race, humanity.
Mm.
We've just been running, 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 running. And if you ask anyone where they're going, there's no clarity
mm-mm.
on their sense of direction.
Nope.
And whatever we are running towards is just like a mirage.
Yes.
Ukiambwa really, in effect, ni nini unataka? My sister, my brother, myself, I don't know. Now only prayer, I'm fasting, to help me with
wheel.
This
it's a
revelation.
Wheel. Tuko tu.
It's crazy. And then this pandemic comes,
mm.
and all of a sudden, everything is just still.
Mm.
And obviously, in the first few weeks, like, there's shock,
yep.
there's denial, there's, like, what next, there's panic. And I feel like this is the first circumstance where nobody had a formula.
True.
There was no blueprint. The people who survived the Spanish flu were con amnesia.
Exactly.
Always yet at Wambia. How they dealt with it.
Permanent amnesia.
Tutaanza na alphabet, ni kuchu, tutawafundisha, ama ni kurecall.
Where do we start?
And even if we go through the books,
yeah.
it doesn't apply because the technological shift that has happened in the last, like, 2 decades.
Totally.
It's a completely different world.
Yes.
So, in that moment of stillness, I got into a point, like, I'm turning 33 this year, and
mm.
I feel like the older you get, you become so confident in your ways, especially
okay.
when you're self-aware,
yeah.
that you start to see flaws
mm.
that might not be evident for other people.
Okay.
Like, one thing I've discovered about myself right now is I know what I'm good at.
Yes.
But I don't know how to do what I'm good at.
Oh.
And I am employable. I have great skills.
You do.
But I don't like taking orders from people.
Who does?
The A for Amaka is for attitude.
Attitude.
Hello?
Ain't gonna tell me nothing.
And my friend, I'm a big fat girl, so I have a big fat body to accommodate my big fat personality.
Hello?
Hello, am I speaking to somebody? So, yo kujita mkutano, I'm like, okay.
Mm.
And obviously with Corona, there's been a few young people who've also passed on.
Mm.
And I keep asking myself, Amaka, if this is your last day.
Yeah.
What will be your legacy? Will you be happy in that grave saying that you've achieved what your life purpose was?
Yeah.
On multiple occasions, the answer was no.
Mm.
And that shit starts to keep you up at night.
It does. Believe me, it does. When you're sitting there and you're... And that's a good thing. What you've said about Corona, this moment of stillness, you get to ask yourself the real questions.
True.
The
unajita kwa red table.
You call yourself to
you
the red
table. You entangle your entanglements.
You entangle your entanglements at the entanglement table. And you ask yourself some real shit. Am I happy?
Yeah.
Am I doing what I feel I should be doing? Like, is this what I really want to do for the rest of my life?
Word.
You know, and sometimes, some of us have gotten to that place where you're answering these questions and you're like, no, I'm not happy.
No.
And there are people who are sitting down and, oh my gosh, I don't even want to think of the people in relationships where they are like, this is not the person I want to be with, you know?
All because you were trying to check a box in
checking
a list.
Book. 2019. Check.
Pium.
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 Hey, hey.
Marriage.
Handsome. Pium. Mazon. Pium.
Instagram worthy.
Pium.
Hashtag friendly.
Chwe.
A bus.
Hero.
Good genetics for children.
Hiya.
Pium. Na najua dem saya kuna boli ya mwarabu na uubu chalea memwambia life. Lakini anasema jumto yata toka 0.5 lazima azai.
Hey.
And I'm like, are you ready to be a single mother?
In this quarantine.
And then it's like, okay, so what do you want to do? Nitoe mimba. I'm like, okay, that's not my place to advise you.
Make your own decisions.
Make your own decisions. But anyways, if that's what drives you, kila nyani na
stare. Do your thing. Do your thing.
And that's another thing when it comes back to having the abundant mindset
yeah.
is... You mentioned something about being brought up in values.
Mm.
And I appreciate that. But I feel sometimes
you try to create a blueprint against these values of how your life should be.
Yes.
And you find yourself in situations where it's like pain of regret or pain of discipline.
Ooh.
You know, if I date this guy,
mm-hmm.
I'm going to regret it. Like, I can see all the red, like, the red flags.
It is a huge flag.
Thank you.
One big flag covering the ass.
Guinness Book of Record worthy flag.
It's a whole red duvet.
Thank you. But you're like, wacha tu niende Mungu yuko.
Yuko tu na mimi.
And then you ask yourself, Amma, do I have the pain of discipline? Can I actually, like, tell this guy this won't work? But then in your mind, you're like, okay, you're almost 30. Ujaza, ndoyo PCOS, utazalini amaka. Exactly. There's no perfect man. Uono na watuto wenye onazeliwa sahi venye warembu. Nani atakukatia venye umenona. You now start like, okay, let me settle.
Acha tu nikai tu hapa.
So those conflicting battles can be so confusing.
Yeah.
And the worst part is that not many of us talk.
And that's true. Not many of us. You don't.
It has taken us 2.5 years to get here,
it's
Momo.
So true.
And we consider ourselves woke feminists. Hey. Okay, me, I'm a confused feminist, which is another topic
it's
for
okay.
another day.
It's okay.
Special shout out to Kwale Mademote. Kitambo nilikuwa na wajaj ati mumekwa na machalis. I am ready to be a Jumera Jane.
Show
Miss
me
Independent
your ways.
Has not taught me anything.
Show me your ways.
I need a break. In the words of a famous Nigerian influencer, I just want to realize and be taken care of.
We all want to realize.
And be taken care of.
Realization.
That's it. So. Okay, tumeongea mingi. That was a lot of wisdom, but we had to catch up. So, moral of the story, we did not know...
we did not know what happened.
We have untangled the entanglement.
And we found that there's nothing in the entanglement that needs to be entangled.
The red table can be white because there's no blood on the table, so it's fine. But anyways, I can say in this time and space that we were apart...
Mm.
I can say I learned 3 things.
Okay.
I think when people fall apart, you really don't... How can I say this? What's the right English? Corona kukapa nyumba, I feel like my brain cells are dying one by one.
Quarantine.
I feel like... Mm. You know that coping?
Mm.
Whereby we know we are not good.
Yeah.
But when we see each other, we can be civilized.
Can be cordial.
Cordial.
Yeah. Yeah.
We really, really don't give that coping value.
Mm.
Because it's sometimes through that coping plus time, it gives you the space to heal.
That's so true.
So we need to accept that coping in itself is part of a healing process.
Mm.
But then some people normally feel like, coping, ni kujifanya tu nini nini. We disregard the value of coping.
Yeah.
But it could be that one time I bump into you, if we don't talk to each other, it will actually catalyze those emotions of what I was feeling before.
Mm.
And it just keeps a wound more open.
That's true.
But then in those steps of coping, I could catch you on a good day. And that day you're just feeling like, okay, you know, and it's genuine.
Mm.
And it might actually give me that bulb, like, ding, okay, maybe there's hope at the end of the tunnel that we can actually rework on our relationship.
Exactly.
So that's number one.
Mm.
Irrespective of our differences, we had our tiff, which was like maybe for 4 or 5 months.
Yeah.
We went back and forth. But then when we coped,
we
ride with the wave.
We ride with the wave. We just went with the flow.
Just go with the flow. No retreat, no surrender, no plan.
Yeah.
And then number two that I've learned from this gap that we had, this separate to elevate gap. But
elevator.
Sijui napanda Burj Khalifa ama sijui.
Anyway.
I think so. Another thing that I've learned from this gap of friendship that we have is closure is overrated.
Mm.
Closure, and I'm going to repeat this again.
Yeah.
Closure is overrated.
Thank you.
And you cannot plan for closure.
You cannot.
Please open your ear.
You shall not.
Hear me. Mm. Well. Shine your eye. Mm-hmm. Exercise your wisdom.
Mm-hmm.
You cannot plan for closure.
You can't.
I'll give you a scenario. Imagine if I told you in that height of the moment when we were having our issues.
Yeah.
And I say, Momo, let's meet for tea.
Exactly.
already, I know I'm coming to meet you for tea. Mm. I've come with my list.
Points.
Hey. Alphabetical, chronological order. My friend. Paka nime practice mbele yako venye nafaa kuzideliver na emotions.
10 times.
Do you understand?
Yeah, me everything.
So it's so calculated that it actually doesn't give you a clean slate to heal.
Mm.
And that's why I've just come to the conclusion, I don't believe in closure
true,
anymore.
I don't believe in closure as well. Because at the end of the day, sometimes even closure doesn't come in the form that you expect it to come.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes we dictate closure. You're like, okay, this is what needs to happen for me to get closure.
Mm-hmm.
Meanwhile, this other person, that is not closure for them.
True.
So they are like, no, I don't want it to look like that. I want closure to look in a different way.
It's
so
true.
Then when you two are trying to get to your closures, you're clashing.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of closure, it's clashing.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
so
hashtag,
I can't
closure turns to clashing.
Okay. So now you can't even get the proper closure that you need because you two have different ideas of what it looks like.
True.
So at the end of the day, you need to take a step back and let that person, like you said, like your healing is different. The coping mechanism sometimes helps you with that closure, come
true
to that closure. So
even call yourself on your own bullshit.
Exactly.
Kuna saa zingine umekosana na mtu mnakutana mali venye anakuchangamkia pako kule
baki my friend
tumekosania nini by the way pako unajisikia wewe mwenyewe ni mjinga
anakuwa gatu hivi tu amefurahi
pako kule kama mtu alitoka kwa chupa juu enyewe sielewi kuna mtu alitoka kwa chupa na akafunga na ribbon ya red
mbona
I watch too much afro cinema msiseme mimi huenda kukata vitu za watu za kuku
kama ni kwa experience
hey my friend afro cinema my friend so yeah, like closure is definitely overrated.
Mm-hmm.
And then lastly but not least, so I've said that coping is
yes
very essential in the healing process.
It is.
Coping, closure is
overrated,
non-existent,
yeah,
should not even be a priority.
Okay.
Don't ever tell someone, I'm coming to meet you for closure.
Mm.
BS, you're wasting your time. You will never get the kind of response you're hoping for.
Baloka,
like, who are you?
Baloka.
Who are you? Even Jesus died, went in the tomb, 3 days, raised again, asked for closure, ascended into heaven. Are we not sinning?
We are waiting.
Are we not sinning? Who are you? Closure kwa.
Closure, sit there.
Ahem now. And then the last thing that I wanted to talk about is the same way life grows.
Yeah.
So does friendship.
Mm.
There's actually a friendship life cycle.
Yes.
I'll give you an example and I'm going to use us.
Mm.
We've known each other since
yeah
we were three.
Yes.
Mimi na Momo tulienda na sari moja. By the other side, nganya kuna siku tulikuwa tumelala siesta ya afternoon akimomoni forgive.
Okay.
Cho ilikuwa bulb imezimwa.
Eish.
Nikaenda nikasukuma Momo kwa mate. Sina jo zile za nasari.
Aki guy.
Nikasusukwa mattress ya
unajua tu
the next day assembly
I think indio tuligo I think indio
ile ilikuwa ile ulikuwa umeshikilia you needed to bring this to the red table akinyo sentence matu kweli
nikaenda
all these years it's been almost kai 20 something years nikaenda nikasusu Momo the next day akaitwa kwa assembly kama yeye ndo bado anasusu kwa mattress na kusema tu kweli ni mimi nilikuwa nimesusu aki I'm really sorry. Yeah.
Hii ndo ilikuwa.
We were in nursery, Bisan Nursery School, teacher Alice of B.
Hello,
what
shout out, shout out.
Big shout out. So, yeah. And yes, back to my
yes
story about
cycle of our friendship.
Thank you for holding my thoughts with grace. So, every friendship has a life cycle. So, for me and you, we met in nursery.
Mm.
We went to primary
yes
at some point.
Yes.
We split and then we met around high school.
Yes.
The friendship we had in primary, because of age and experience
yeah
in secondary, was completely different.
Thank you.
Secondary, tukwa tuna matiti, nini, tukwa kwa madem.
Okay, wendo
tukwa na
matiti, mi bado zangu. Bado na zingoja. Okay, thanks.
Maureen bado na jaminate.
Bado adoleja nishika.
Kabari ndio
hiyo. Thank you.
Ustamani adole, unonai acne. We, pambana na ali yako. Shukuru Mungu.
Nishikilie tu.
Kila soko ina wazimu zake.
Okay, thank you.
So, and then comes we leave high school.
Mm.
Momo goes to uni.
Yeah.
I don't go to uni. Nafanya tu ma diploma za mtaani, nini na kuja Dubai.
Mm.
Then we end up in Dubai together.
Yes.
if you think about it, our friendship has grown,
yeah,
but it hasn't been constant,
mm,
because we've also changed.
We've also changed, yes.
So one thing that I've learned about friendship, especially in this corona season,
yeah,
is the DNA of friendship changes.
Mm.
I don't know if that makes sense.
No, it does.
Like, even if we meet when we are in uni,
mm,
by the time we finish uni,
yeah,
it's like tunafungua upgrade of our friendship 2.0. And sometimes it can be a continuous upgrade,
yeah,
or you start over again because, mm, now what we know as life,
yeah,
has completely changed.
Completely changed. Our worldviews have changed.
Exactly. But then sasa ubaya binadamu, particularly madem,
yeah,
we like comfort.
Yes.
So we don't want to admit that, okay, the moth has now become a caterpillar, mm-hmm, a caterpillar has now become a butterfly.
Mm.
I don't know if I got that biological, it's whatever. Right.
Yeah.
Please,
watch a two more
things. Nilipata debe, bio. So please understand. Lakini Mungu akaniongezea msalaba.
We will follow the thought process.
Yes.
Continue.
So it's just to understand that you should have the image that you have of your friendship,
mm,
will not always be constant. It will,
true,
change.
Mm.
There are things that your friend might do,
yeah,
that might change your perception about them.
Yeah.
But it doesn't mean you don't love them.
Mm. And you know, one thing I found out is, especially for me during this season, is that when it comes to female friendships, we find out something about our friend that shifts our perspective. And then you're like, I'm done.
Mm.
But then...
And we carry the same energy in our relationships.
But you know, one thing I've also realized is that in our relationships, we forgive men,
ooh,
a whole lot,
ooh,
more.
Ooh, 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 ooh.
Than,
ooh,
we do,
ooh,
our girlfriends.
Where's the offering box?
Hey.
Where's the offering box?
Let me
box?
Remove my wallet. Just drop it in my wallet. Drop it in my wallet. Straight.
Uko na nini? PayPal account.
As in nataka to cash. It's better. Cash is our.
Wow. That is so true.
We forgive men way faster, and we are willing to accept their flaws,
mm,
way faster, or even we're willing to forget them and be like, oh, chaliangu anakuaga tu hivyo. Unajua anakuaga tu, mimi namuunderstand.
Unamu accept. Like, nikifika kwa rafiki yako.
Kwa rafiki yako, we hold the women in our lives to a much higher standard,
mm,
and we do not forgive them for small things that we would forgive men for.
Very true.
So
we are sexist.
We are
in
a,
very
in
our friendships.
We have to call ourselves out. We have to cancel ourselves.
We have to cancel ourselves. It's very true. We have failed.
We have failed.
As an entire feminist. See why I'm saying I'm a confused feminist?
We are all confused.
Life is not easy.
That's what I've also realized when it comes to understanding that, yes, our friendships, they will shift.
Mm-hmm.
Who we are shifts and changes.
Mm-hmm.
But it is how we're able to look at that friendship and approach that friendship with grace,
mm-hmm,
and kindness.
Mm-hmm.
And the way you look at them, I'm going to be this man forever. Do we sit down with our friends and like, I'm going to be with this friend forever?
Uh-huh. That's a very good point that, mm-hmm, you have brought up. Do you know, I've come to realize,
yes,
this word forever can be very deceiving.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you think about it, my dear,
mm-hmm,
nothing lasts forever.
Nothing
else. Last, na grave you go enter 6 feet. That is the only thing that is forever, because once you are dead, you are dead.
You are dead.
So I've come to realize sometimes, okay, me and Momo, two things when it comes to forever.
Yeah.
Number one, and I have to pause for dramatic effects.
Of course.
Never think that the length of your friendship determines the strength of your friendship.
Hey! Say it again, please.
Don't you ever think,
uh-huh,
don't you dare,
uh-huh,
think,
uh-huh,
that the length of your friendship determines the strength of your friendship. Okay. It's a lie, my sister. It's a lie.
From the pits of hell.
It is a lie.
Okay.
And it goes back to what we've just been saying. People evolve. People change.
Yes.
So the person that I knew, Momo, when we were three,
mm,
is a completely different human being now.
That's so
But then
true.
When anything happens,
mm,
my immediate defense is, I've known her for 16 years. I've known her for 28 years.
Ooh.
And you keep thinking, yeah, I have.
Mm.
I've known her that long, but do I know the Momo of now?
Hey, and another point. We are more forgiving of ourselves for changing and accepting of ourselves for changing. But we want other people to stay the same.
Ah, oh, hallelujah.
I'm a squeezy. You better
I'm a change.
Ule Gladys, I'm a
change.
As in,
but you have changed.
Yeah, but you never...
And you want people to know you have changed. Mm-hmm. I don't know, that means you can give your squeezing. I'm not doing it. But then, when this person changes, it's a problem.
Hallelujah. Can you say it louder for the people at the back?
Hata nimesahau your point. Nilikuwa nasema ganini.
Wewe, umechange. But you never acknowledge. You don't call yourself on your own bullshit. But then when someone else is, someone else changes,
exactly.
It's a problem.
It's a huge, huge problem.
I'm tired. I'm really tired. We're just a confused, I don't know.
Confused feminist.
I'm a confused feminist, to be very honest. I will not lie. You know, I had a very myopic view of feminism. Mm. But because I'm so loud, I was not open. I'd say I had a fixed mindset about it. And then last year we went for a wedding.
Yeah.
And our friend Janice.
Ooh.
Yeah. I had a conversation with her boyfriend. And this guy explained feminism to me in a way that I understand what it stands for. And it's definitely brought good to society.
Mm-hmm.
And I know I'm going to get a lot of backlash about this online, but it is what it is.
Yeah.
Feminism is a scam.
Hey, can you expound on this?
Feminism na hash papi, same was up. I am not disregarding the value it has brought.
Yes.
But the origin of feminism was not authentic.
Okay.
Hear me out.
Tell us.
When did feminism start?
I have no idea.
Around 1939.
Okay.
That was when World War II was happening.
Yes.
So the American government then discovered that it was losing money in tax revenue.
Okay.
Yet they were spending a lot of money on soldiers who were fighting.
Okay.
So they needed an influx in tax
to
be able to fund the war.
Mm.
So at that particular point, ndokale kadem kamefunga bandana ya red na t-shirt ya blue. Women are strong.
Mm-hmm.
And that's when women, because all men were at war, started working in the factories.
Okay.
To compensate for that revenue that men were not generating because wako wapi?
Wako war.
Wako war. War ikaisha 1945, Second World War ikaisha. Yes. Machali wakarudi.
Mm.
Wale wana migu, wale waoni macho. Mm-hmm. So the number of men who went to war, who were able to work before the war, versus the men who came back and were employable, was low.
Okay.
Low, low. Chini, the number kidogo. Was, sorry.
Yes.
Accent hapo minyangusha.
Nisawa.
So what did the government realize? Mm. Government kacheki, kakachini kusema, Buddha.
Mm.
Hapa kuna opportunity mde.
Ehe.
Cheki, before war, tulikuwa tunatax mtu ngapi?
Ehe.
Moja. Sahi, machali wameenda, wamepigwa mabunduki, huko wamerudi hata wezi tembea.
Ehe.
Lakini tuneza tax watu wangapi?
Wawili.
Wawili. Chali na dame. Feminism is a scam. I'm sorry. It is what it is. I'm a confused feminist. I am still trying to discover myself.
Yes.
So just allow me to work on this journey and I will keep updating you in chapter one.
Chapter one.
Patia prefix.
Yes.
So I'll let Momo educate me off air. And then chapter two, I'll update penye nimefika.
Pali tumefika.
Niko kwa life cycle ya butterfly.
It's okay.
Hapa, kwangu ni scam.
Tumesema tu, tusi cancel watu. Tuweze tu kuwasikia.
Yes.
And hear where they are coming from.
But your concept, nimekupatia your theory.
Yes.
Can I make sense?
Ina make sense. Ina add up. 1 + 1 = 2.
And if you think about it,
yes.
At the end of the day, fine. I am all for giving women equal rights, equal pay.
Which is important.
Which is very important.
Yeah.
But at the same time, we need to accord them some extra level of flexibility because they have a societal role, an integral societal role that just now men are learning to step into those shoes.
They are.
They are the center of everything that is society through motherhood,
yes,
through running homes.
Mm.
That's why women make the best CEOs. They've been managing homes since 1900.
Been juggling.
Hello?
Yeah.
So sometimes I feel as much as we fight for equal pay, for equal rights.
Okay.
How about we fight for flexibility?
Mm.
For allowing the women to be able to have maybe flexible hours so that they can juggle more.
But, from my perspective,
okay.
I totally understand what you're saying. But could it be that there are people who are thinking that feminism is about abandoning your role as a mother?
No,
as all that?
I completely and totally understand that feminism is not about that.
Yeah.
Regardless, that's why I normally say in my very religious days.
Yes.
There's a pastor who said it well.
Mm.
The difference between a man and a woman is a woman has an extra organ.
Okay.
She has a womb.
Mm.
That's why she's called a womb man.
Okay.
Hence the name woman.
Woman.
Exactly. Okay. So in my coexistence, I know I'm there to have kids.
Yes.
I can sustain a job. So yeah. I don't know how. I feel like I wasn't prepared for this because I hadn't analyzed my thoughts completely.
Okay.
And I'm thrown a bit off guard. But in my 20s.
Yeah.
I would focus more on my roles as a person who goes back to
our roles. Okay.
Which, if I'm being honest, I feel like a lot of feminism is driven towards more of roles.
Okay.
In terms of equal pay, equal rights. It's more role playing than who am I. And at some point, I actually used to judge women who sit at home and bring up kids. I'm like, you can't do something. Hapo ndo chagia tanza kukudharau, unamwomba paka pesa ya pads.
21st century.
But now I sit back and in my 30s, it's like my brain has taken a switch.
Okay.
And it's like my role in the home, wanting to settle down, wanting to have a hubby, wanting to have kids.
Yes.
Has overturned my perception of my 20s, which was all career-driven.
Yes.
Boss bitch, boss lady.
Hey, we're running this, yes.
And if I ask myself honestly, honestly, am I the kind of person who feels I can juggle both? No.
Umesema ya ukweli, Amaka cannot juggle both.
I cannot. I cannot. Like, I am the kind of person, when the time comes, and I want to bring my crazy Amakalets into the world, I don't want to have a job.
Okay. And that's fair. It's fair for someone to say that, to say, I don't want to do that.
But sometimes the way feminism is propagated, the way it is chased in these streets, if I say something like this, I appear weak. I appear like I am not contributing to the movement.
You're setting
us back.
This
is the world we are trying to run away from.
Uh-huh.
But this is who I am.
I love that. But then I think it's important, and I love what you've just said. I think it's important that whatever movement that we are in, that yes, there is what the cause of whatever movement it is, what's the driving force of that movement. But for us to also remember that you are an individual, okay? You have your own wants, needs, and desires. And sometimes I think we abandon our wants, needs, and desires because we're pushing this particular movement, and we're told that in order for you to be a feminist, you need
to
be
the exact word for it.
Uh-huh.
And it's actually the hashtag of this podcast.
Hey, tell me.
Yes, once again, this is the Clutched Podcast, and here is where we do not acknowledge FOPO, fear of people's opinions.
FOPO.
Because the number one killer of dreams is WWPS and FOPO. What will people say? What will people say? Has killed dreams, has destroyed homes, has led people to suicide. And these people that you actually wonder what they're saying, they're not even saying anything.
They're not saying any. Ata wako kwa story yako. They're busy focusing on themselves as well.
So if there's one point that you've definitely, just speaking to you right now, that has made a lot of sense to me, is I think my view on feminism has been a lot of the collaborative effort vis-a-vis the individualistic
effort. The individual, exactly. And I think that's what happens with a lot of things. And I'm going to bring up a point that I was watching Michaela Cole's interview. We're going to talk about her later.
Okay.
And she had been talking about what religion meant to her.
Mm-hmm.
And she viewed religion in terms of the collective. And their roles that you're supposed to play.
Mm-hmm.
And it was more of a performance for her because she saw other people do it.
Okay.
So then it came to a point where she had to ask herself, what does it mean to me as an individual? Do I agree with this? Or do I feel the same way as this? Or do I think the same way this is? And what has been taught to me? And she had to reach a point where she said, no, it doesn't.
True.
This is not who I am as a person. there are certain things I agree with, there are certain things I don't.
Mm.
And I feel that for you also when it comes to the feminism movement, it's the same thing, is that this is what I've been told, but what about me? What about what Amaka wants?
Momo, you've understood.
Nimekanyaga hiyo point.
My friend, like me.
I am with you. My friend, I'm with you. Niko hapo ndani na wewe.
This is the exact part of that.
Exactly. And I love that.
I have the blueprint. Mm. I understand the concept.
Yes.
But does it align with what I want?
Does it align? And do I have to forget myself in order to adopt
to fit in?
Ahead. Lazima to fit. Ati yani lazima ukiwa feminist lazima tuwe hivi.
Nipige makelele. Nifanye hivi. Equal pay.
Tuwaangushe.
Maybe feminism yangu ni kukubali tu like, okay, mi wacha ni kwa feminist kwa nyumba. Si lazima ni kwa office.
Lazima.
Fight equal pay.
I don't want.
Exactly.
Oh my gosh. Nata vilo. Ay, yo pinta tapanzo mekanyaga. And I'm so sorry. I will try to edit this discussion because I didn't
ask this. This is a whole new episode.
It's a whole new episode.
Hello. We are really sorry for your bundles. So,
Poreni. But anyway, your point to talk about zingine. Wacha tusimalize watu bundles.
Ah, ekele hapo. Shikili hapo. Season 1 episode 2 loading.
Hiyo ndio tunaongea. Yeah.
Thank you so much for tuning into the Clatchet Podcast.
You,
I have been your host, Amaka.
And Momo.
We're back like a bang. Tumerudi. And tutakuwa tunachambua zile mawazo zile zinatusumbuanga ndani ndani lakini hatutaki kuzisema.
Tunawajua.
Don't worry, tuko na sauti kubwa hapa tutasema. Nduru pia tunajua kupiga. So stay tuned for episode 2 where we'll be discussing the feminism issue amongst other things that we feel are integral to society right now, particularly to the girl child.
Ooh.
This has been the Clatchet Podcast. Goodbye.
Bye.